Please rise for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Please remain standing for a moment of silent meditation. And in your thoughts, please remember our family has lost a member of our school board's family passed away last week, Jerry Ahern. Please keep in your prayers for his family and Terry. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Want to give the report first? Okay. Dr. Graham for the report.
Good evening. Just a few updates on all things within the district at this time. There's been some concern over the election day and polling locations, given the fact that we had closed some schools. And we just wanted to remind everyone that the voting zones have not changed as a result of the school closings. And that if you have any questions about where your voting location is, you can go on to the Suffolk County Board of Elections website and type in your address and find your polling location. But all the same sites that we've utilized in the past are open for this coming Tuesday's election. This weekend, on Friday and Saturday at North and at East, we have our drama productions. At North, we have a production of Antigone, and at East, we have Seasonal Allergies. Both those shows will be at 7:30 on each of those evenings, so I invite all of you to come and join us. We have a number of teams continue on in the playoffs. We have Girls East Volleyball this evening. Boys Volleyball begins next week. North Football plays at Lindenhurst on Friday. And we have individuals still competing in gymnastics. We have individuals competing in golf, diving, and cross-country teams compete this Friday. So we have a lot of exciting things still going on in the athletic season. It was difficult to tell today that it was still the fall season. Usually at this time of year, it could be snowing. It was beautiful out there for practices. This weekend, we had there were more than 4,000 students who participated from over 50 schools at the Marching Band Championships up in Syracuse. And I'm happy to announce that the Sachem Arrows Marching Band competed in the large school class 3 competition, and we finished in second place in the state. This was the best finish for any team from Long Island at this competition. So it was fantastic. Thank you to the students, the staff, and their families. I do have the next drop-in superintendent's office hours. Those will be at North High School on November 17th at 9 o'clock. I believe it's in the little theater. Those are just office hours that I set up throughout the course of the school year for parents, families, community members to come in and get to know me, to express any concerns that you have, or to tell me some of the really great things that are happening that you've had experiences with. So that's on November 17th. That information is on our website. I want to just point everybody towards our district webpage. Today we posted a community survey for technology for the Smart Schools Investment Plan. And we're asking for community feedback, and that means if you have children who are in our schools, if you're a community member, if you're a staff member of our district, we'd like to hear your feedback. It's a roughly 15 to 18 item survey that we're looking for feedback on. It will remain open through November 27th, and that's going to guide some of the purchasing and planning that we will do with the Smart Schools Investment Plan. So take this as an opportunity to participate, and we value your input in that process. Lastly, we had mentioned at our last board meeting about the Citizens Budget Advisory Committee, and we were, as a district, looking to define a scope of work for that committee, and we had identified potentially a capital/equipment review as far as our needs. And the other thing that Mr. O'Keefe and I had been working, we want to just inform the board is potentially we could ask that committee to review some of our facilities usage, the practices and the fee structures associated with that. So at some point, once we finalize the appointments to that committee, we will also by resolution be appointing a scope of work, and we just wanted to let the Board of Education know that that's our work at this time. And I think we're going to move into recognitions now, Mr.
Yes,
Falco.
Go ahead.
So I'd like to first call up Ms. Trombetta and Mr. Antonetti. So each year, 1.5 million students throughout the United States take the PSAT exam. And upon taking or signing up for the PSAT and then taking it, students are eligible for the National Merit Qualifying Test. And out of that pool, roughly 34,000 students out of that 1.5 million are recognized as commended students by the PSAT and MQT. So this evening, Ms. Trombetta and Mr. Antonetti will present the certificates for students who are commended students. Now, as those commended students are preparing for a photograph, I just want to commend them again on their hard work and I think their commitment to their studies, and that's why they're standing here before you this evening. So congratulations to the students, and congratulations and thank you to their parents and families.
Take one step back right in front of the board. Okay, good. And you're looking right here. All right, thank you.
Identified as National Merit semifinalists, and those students will now be entered into the running for finalist status. So we have two students who will honor as National Merit semifinalists this evening. Mr. Antonetti.
Thank you. St. James, we have Sophie Hannigan.
Certainly a reason to why they're here this evening. Thank their parents and their families for supporting them along.
read the right name of the organization. We have a student who was nominated and appointed to the New York State Department of Education's Youth Advisory Panel. And this is a panel that will work with state education department officials on guiding policy for special education programs throughout our state over the next 2 years. And so this is a highly influential position that we're fortunate enough to have a student from our district who was nominated and accepted and appointed to this commission. This student is an author, is an advocate for herself, and has presented in groups much larger than this. And I'll ask Mr. Antonetti to give this an answer.
She spoke at Autism Walk recently.
Yeah.
And the book is great. I mean, the book that she wrote, you know, we have it around school, in the office, and people peruse it. So I'm very impressed by everything you've done, obviously. So we'd like to pull up Sky Burke.
Okay, we have one visitors, which will be done at the end of the meeting. It's not an agenda item. Business items, consent agenda. A correction. We're just going to do item number 4A1. I need a motion, please. Vic, second. Sarah, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. I need a motion to table 4B1. Okay, Vic, second. Rob, any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. Okay, let's let them go. Personnel items, consent agenda for personnel items 5A1 through 5B6. Motion, please. Rob, second. Vic, any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. 5B6, okay. You should be on page 5. Action items. Mini contracts, consent agenda, items 611 through 616. Motion, please. Vic, second. Sarah, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. All right, 616. We're on page 7. 617. Title 7-9, interim alternate compliance officer. Motion, please. Vic, second. Rob, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. 618, appointment of individual nurses for the 16-17 school year. Motion, please. So Laura, second. Vic, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. 619, approval of six-period stipend for the 16-17 school year. Motion, please. Rob, second. Vic, any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. 6110, approval of district-wide lifeguards. Motion, please. Rob, second. Laura, any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. Approval of winter and fall coaching assignments for the 16-17 school year. Motion, please. Rob, second. Sarah, any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. 6112, appointment of marching band personnel for the 16-17 school year. Motion, please. Rob, second. Sarah, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Approval of contract, Director of Information Systems. Motion, please. Rob, second. Vic, any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. Approval of contract, School Business Administrator. Motion, please. Vic, second. Sarah, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. 6115, approval of contract for Director of Personnel. Motion, please. Rob, second. Sarah, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. 6116, approval of the amendment for the agreement with Sunshine Alternative Education Center. Motion, please. Sarah, second. Vic, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Donation to Mr. Chris Moran. Motion, please. Laura, second. Sarah, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Mr. Duran's not here? No. You want to thank him? Send the letter. 6118, donation to Comas Elementary School. Motion, please. Laura, second. Sarah, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Anyone here for that? No. Okay. 6119, donation Tamarack Fathers Club. Motion, please. Rob, second. Vic, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. We have someone from the Fathers Club here. Please stand. Thank you very much
for
that donation. We appreciate it. Okay, we're up to page 10, 6120. Approval of budget transfers, $50,000 or greater. Motion, please. Rob, second. Sarah, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Recommendation for the Committee on Special Education. Motion, please. Laura, second. Sarah, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Damage and loss, anything on that? Committee on Preschool Education, anything on that? Termination for the Committee on Preschool Special Ed, dates, subcommittees. Anything on legislative yet?
Yeah,
Dana, Sal?
I had mentioned in August that I was going to have an open forum for our candidates, and that didn't pan out. It was a lot of scheduling issues. But we are planning to do a town hall meeting as we did last year, and that will be in January, February. We're, instead of announcing a date as I did last year, I need to check with all of the legislators who will be voted into office. I want to check out their schedules, because last year we would announce a date and then people couldn't come on that particular date, and we switched it up a lot. So as soon as the election is over, I'll be in contact with the offices. I'm going to give them some time to settle in, and I'm looking to do it in February, which is timely with the budget and also, you know, for our community. Laura and I have had discussions about involving the high school students, and so I am absolutely planning to have them involved with putting it together.
Thanks.
You're very welcome.
Sal, you have anything?
I just want to add, at a previous meeting, I had requested that the board give us some kind of review as you meet together in executive session as to suggestions as how we could be more effective as a committee. And we haven't heard from that since, so we'd appreciate, before we start getting into the budget and start inviting candidates and exchange that
A
kind
plus
of...
A plus I give you, Sal.
Excuse me?
A plus I'm gonna give you.
Well, thank you very much for that. But seriously, we'd just
yes.
like to see something that would indicate that you've discussed it and, you know, because
you'll
basically we've been on this committee for a number of years, and this is the first time we really requested it. And there's a reason for it, because sometimes when you give us an assignment, we begin to feel like we're autonomous, and yet we are people serving you at the behest of the community to do the best we can. And we kind of throw the ball in your court so that we can see that reciprocally you're doing something that gives us impetus or direction or whatever you want to call it. And I appreciate that.
We'll certainly work on it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you again, both of you. Okay, visitors. John Mankiewicz?
Good evening. I've been corresponding with Dr. Graham throughout the football season in regards to the use of a private helmet for my son who plays on the Samoset football team. Although the season's basically over, we have one game left. I think this is something we need to look at for the future. Years ago, there was no way to tell how good a helmet really was. Coaches would fit it as best as possible, make sure it wasn't moving, make sure it was lined up. And, you know, that was really the way it was done. Up until 3 years ago, Virginia Tech came out with a rating scale for football helmets to tell you, you know, how good the helmet was at taking on impact and maybe help to lessen the chance of concussions. Okay, because that's the big buzzword in football now. Everyone's talking about concussions, head injuries. If you look across the youth programs on Long Island, numbers are declining steadily in the sport of football. Okay, parents want their kids in the safest equipment possible if they're going to let them play. Okay, I'm lucky I have two sons who love football. They want to play. Last year, I was able to go out and buy a Riddell SpeedFlex football helmet for them. Okay, it's a 5-star rated helmet according to Virginia Tech studies. Okay. And this is not a knock on the district in any way, shape, or form. I do not think that any of their equipment or helmets are not safe. Okay, this is the helmet that's given to our kids at the middle school. Okay, it is a shut air advantage. It is a 3-star rated helmet. Okay, it's safe. It's a good helmet, but there's better out there. Okay, the difference is this is probably a $150 helmet. This is over $300. Okay, I'm lucky I can go out and do that. I do not expect the school district to go out and buy 300 Riddell SpeedFlex helmets. It's not going to happen, and especially in these budget times, you couldn't do anything like that, right? So the antiquated thought process through the legal process that, you know, kids have to use our equipment. They can't bring in their outside equipment because we can't know whether it's certified or not. Okay, that it's an antiquated way of thinking, because if we did that in every sport, the district could go broke because then we'd have to use all bats and lacrosse sticks and every piece of lacrosse equipment that the kids wear. So it's really not held true. It's really only in the sport of football and maybe lacrosse with the helmets. All right. You can tell whether a helmet is certified or not. Okay, you can go on Riddell.com, send your helmet in. You don't have to go through a school district. Okay, I can just put down, I want my helmet to match the Sachem helmets. And they'll make sure it's painted and done in the right manner. And you can do that as a private entity. The helmet will then be NOXI approved, and it'll be stamped saying it's certified for the 2016 season, which this helmet is. Okay, so I've asked that my son be able to do it. I went through the proper channels. First, we asked the coaches. I knew what the answer was going to be. I'm in the business. We went to the athletic director, Gary Budell, did his due diligence, did everything he had to do, talked with legal. They gave him the advice that no. Okay, and I went to Mr. Graham. So, listen, I'm realistic. Tomorrow's the last game for Samoset Middle School. My son's going to be in this helmet tomorrow. All right? But he's going to be on JV next year. I have a 6th-grade son who's going to be on the 7th-grade team. He also owns one of these helmets. Okay, moving forward, if I as a parent can provide a safer, what is deemed and what is thought to be a safer helmet, then I don't understand why, if I'm willing to take on that liability and take on that expense and make sure that it matches our helmets perfectly so that it doesn't stand out. Okay, I hate when I go out to a lacrosse field and I see kids wearing travel helmets and school helmets and all that. It annoys me to no end. Okay, I don't allow it in my school district. Okay, but I don't understand why we can't look at that policy, especially with all the negativity out there with football, and I want my kids to play football. Okay, we have this helmet because my wife is a trainer at Penn State and she saw one of my kids take a really bad hit, okay, in a youth travel game. That next day, I was ordering this helmet. All right, so again, I'm not putting in knock. The district does what it can do and provides safe helmets. But if I, as a parent and a community member, can do a little better and put my kid in what I think is a better helmet, and studies are showing that, yes, it is a better helmet, then why can't I take on that responsibility and allow my child to play in that helmet? So I don't expect, I have both helmets here. I would love for you to look at them because there is a vast difference. Okay, this helmet cannot be adjusted in any way, shape, or form. Okay, it's either it fits or it doesn't fit. This helmet has air pockets built around it, okay, for the sides, the top, the back, okay, the front lobe to make sure that the head is cushioned. Okay, there's great support throughout the helmet. These helmets have a hard foam in them, really doesn't have too much give. All right, and again, no helmet. No one can go out there and say, this helmet will stop concussions from happening. Okay, that's not gonna happen. No one will ever put that in writing. All right, and one last thing to leave you with. Last week, Samoset and Seneca had a great game going on. Game had to be stopped. Two kids diagnosed with concussions out of the game at the middle school level. All right, so those two kids are doing great, and they're friends of my son. Okay, but it's something that I think moving forward, because of how things have started moving in the sport of football. Okay, and I tell my parents, if a kid has a head injury, don't take it to the pediatrician, because the first thing the pediatrician will say is, football and your head hurts, it's a concussion, when it may or may not be. We have neurologists that they go to, and we make sure that they're going through proper procedures. But if I could, I would just like to, if you want to, just take a look at the helmets, take a look, so you know where I'm coming from. I'm not trying to cause trouble, okay? My kids love being a part of Sachem football, but if I can do a little bit better, okay, for my kid, I think I should be able to do that.
Mr. Hey. Mankiewicz, I don't take your bringing this up as an attack or a knock on anything that we're doing. I don't. I just want to remind you that the conversation that we had via email electronically is that we would be interested in pursuing this conversation. And I think I'd even asked in your professional circle if there were model policies perhaps that we could use or refer to. So that's something that, as you mentioned, that's not going to go into effect for this current season, but that would be something that we would be interested or willing to look into moving forward.
Okay, I just want to make sure everyone knew where we're at.
You could leave them, John. After the meeting, we'll take a look at those.
Sure.
Yeah, thank you.
No problem.
All right. Future agenda items?
Budget.
Not budget, yes. Okay, well, we have the budget calendar. I think we could get ready for that. Okay. Next meeting is November 16th. I need a motion to go into exec for personnel items. Motion, please. Sarah, second. Rob, any questions? All in favor? Opposed. Motion is carried. Thank you all tonight for coming.